The title of our meeting tonight is The God Who Is Bigger Than Our Troubles. My scripture is taken from Isaiah 40:10, and we will cover another one as we go on. That scripture says, "Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him." In other words, he's all powerful. He comes with all power and all might. There's nothing that he cannot do. In life, we all experience our particular problems from time to time in our lives. And problems present themselves in different ways to each of us. Your problems are different from mine, and mine are different from yours. What could be an issue to you may not mean anything to me, and vice versa. But one thing I can tell you, that no matter how different or what different characteristics your problems present themselves to you, troubles disturb each one of us. So although those problems present themselves in different ways and affect each one of us in a different way, troubles disturb each one of us. We can know that for sure. When troubles come, when things out of the ordinary come into our lives, it disturbs each one of us. And they disrupt our lives, problems. They can cause fear and anxiety and stress and worries and concerns, and you go on. Whatever the root of the problem is, whether it be health, whether it be family, whether it be spiritual or financial or whatever, whatever problem, children, whatever the problem is, it still disturbs us, and it can cause those problems. It can cause fear and all the other things, the anxieties. But another thing, another way about troubles that's the same is that our help, all of our help, no matter what the problem is, our help comes from the Lord, the same source. That's the way that we get our needs met. So often the promises of God lose their power in our lives because we make him small in our eyes, but that does not make God small. We just limit God because we don't see him in the way that God intends for us to. Although we can recite promises, and many times in our heads, we know that God can do these things. The scripture tells us this. But when we get put to the test sometimes, it can become a real struggle. And, you know, sometimes when we come through it, the Lord brings us through it, we look back and say, "I wish I had handled this in a different way." But, you know, we can know in our head that God is the answer to these problems. In real life, God is no longer the king in our lives who conquers armies, who cuts valleys in the sea. He is no longer our shepherd who seeks his sheep and keeps them safe behind his staff. He's no longer the Lord who walks on the waves and calls the dead back from the grave. Slowly and subtly, we have forgotten God's power. And we do this as human beings sometimes, but it does not mean that God's any less powerful. He's not. So when the promises of God seem powerless to quiet our fears and to soothe our grief, or to lift our worries, or to motivate our obedience, we need to do more than simply hear his promises. We need to hold on tightly to the God who gives those promises. He cannot fail, and he will not fail if you put your trust in him. He's our comfort in our times of trouble. Sometimes, you know, that song that says, "Does Jesus care? Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. When the nights are weary and the days are weary and the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares." You know, there's something about night. There's something about darkness that just causes sometimes an insecurity, especially, you know, when you're busy during the day, you can take your mind off of things and you can get busy doing the things that you need to do. But you let night fall and everything kind of ceases, you know. Try to lay down on that bed when you got some difficulty going on in your life. If you're not careful, the devil will rob you of the peace that God can give you in the midst of the night. Does Jesus care? I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the long days weary, or the days are weary and the long nights dreary, remember, I know my Savior cares. Don't leave that. He doesn't leave us in the night or in the darkness of our troubles. In Isaiah 40, the prophet speaks to a group of broken Israelites. As Israel looked back from Babylon, the promises of God seemed buried. Once they seemed so fresh and so real, but because of all of their troubles, they couldn't see them anymore. The promises seemed buried. It looked impossible for God to give Israel an everlasting kingdom when they were slaves in a foreign land. So sometimes when you're going through the slavery, when you're going through the night, going through the darkness, it's hard to see what God can do because you kind of are right where you are at that moment. But we mustn't forget that as the Lord brought out the children of Israel and showed himself faithful to them, he does the same to us. We can also be guilty of similar questions when we remember God's promises. The Israelites said, "How can you do this? I don't see the promises anymore. They're buried. They're no longer before my face. How can you do this? How can you give us the land that you promised us when we're nothing but slaves?" But we can also be guilty of similar questions when we remember God's promises from our wrecked circumstances, our difficult circumstances, our troubles in our lives, our failures. We can all become afraid, but we must trust in these times the God who is bigger than all of our troubles. We can't put our confidence and trust in the arm of flesh, because the arm of flesh will fail us, but God never will. In these moments, we need God to do for us what he did for Israel. We need him to be right there with us. And if we will keep our focus on the Lord, he's not going to let us be put to shame. He will help us and he will comfort us no matter what we're going through. We're not always promised easy days. We have some sunny days and we have some rainy ones and some dark ones, but the Lord always shines through even the darkest cloud. So we need him to come along beside us and remind us of his promises. We need him to whisper in our hearts and minds, behold your God. Behold your God. Behold, I am God, he says. And that's found in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 9. The Israelites thought their future as a nation had fallen in ruins along with Jerusalem's walls. But the Israelites' exile had not taken God by surprise. Their troubles were not bigger than God. And neither are our troubles bigger than God. No matter how much the devil tries to discourage each one of us, our troubles are not bigger than he is. No trouble is too tangled for God to unwind. And no path is too twisted for him to not straighten. There's nothing too messed up or twisted that God can't straighten it out. And no heart is too shattered that he cannot put it back together. He can mend the broken hearts, the shattered hearts. He can put them back together. Your problems may be bewildering, but our God is wise. Your problems may be agonizing, but our God is tender. He knows how to feel for us. He knows how to show compassion for us and how to watch over us and how to meet those specific needs that no one else knows how. Your problems may be agonizing, but our God is tender. And above all, we need to put our fears and our frailties before him. We're no match for this life. We're really no match for the things that come our way. But we are sufficient in God's sufficiency. May God remind us all of that when we go through our times of testing and trials. He will listen to your heart and your problems, and he will quieten your heart with love because he does love us. Your problems may be big, perhaps even bigger than you know, bigger than you even understand. But always remember that our God is bigger, and his promises to us are stronger and sure than anything that could ever come our way. You know that scripture that says, if God is for you, who can be against you? Who can bring you down? That is so true. So look up from your problems. Listen to God's powerful and wise voice. Don't listen to the many other voices of the world. If you do, you'll be hearing all kinds of voices and sounds that are coming. They'll be whispering to you, fear, there's no hope in this. But you know what? Don't listen to those voices. Listen to God's powerful and wise voice. That's where you need to get your guidance. Then ask our God, is he bigger than all our problems? To help us, to hold on to him? Yes, he's bigger than all of our problems. There's no problem we have that's too big for God to take care of. So when you feel overwhelmed by trouble, ask yourself this question. Which is bigger, your worst problem or the God who made everything and is in charge of all the problems? Job 42:2 says, I know, God, that you can do all things. There's not anything that God can't do. We face all kinds of trials and difficulties in our life. I mean, there's all sorts of things, but we fail to realize sometimes that we doubt God because we take our eyes off of him. And it's easy sometimes when you're going through difficulties. We're human beings. But I'm so glad the Lord's merciful and patient with us to just stay right there with us and to help us. You know, you think about in Job, it talked about the big animal that was there. And Job was reminded in there because he was beginning to look at the fearfulness of the animal in that scripture. I think it was in Job chapter 40, maybe. And, you know, the Lord had to remind him, why are you afraid or being so fearful of what I am in control of, what I already know? I created that animal. I created it. And there's different versions of what that animal could have been like, but we don't know. We don't know exactly, but it was a big one, and it was a scary looking one. And I think the Lord was trying to teach Job, no matter what comes your way, just remember that I'm in charge of everything on this earth. And I'm in charge of even the evil things that can come to you. So in Job 42:2, it says, I know that thou can do everything, and no thought can be withholding from thee. There's nothing too big or too great that we face that can be withholding from the Lord or withheld from the Lord. He knows it. And then in Job 40:19, it says, he is the first in magnitude and power. God is. Of the works of God, only he who made him can bring near his sword to master him. That's talking about the fears, the animal that Job was talking about in chapter 40. So just remember that no matter what we face, what we go through, God is always behind the scenes. He knows exactly what's going on, and he knows what troubles that we're going to go through. But you know what? He takes our troubles and he enables us and makes us stronger. He does, and he doesn't leave us. So I thought with these thoughts in mind tonight, that our God is bigger than any of our troubles. I know that all of us have gone through things. Some of us still going through things, trying to get through things, praying and trusting the Lord. Everybody, like I said, everybody's problems are different. But, you know, they mean something to the Lord. No matter where you are tonight or today, if in Indonesia, tonight here in the States, when you lay your head down tonight, and when the dark just is still a little bit of light here for all of you in Indonesia, Norma and Barbara in the South, it's probably already dark there. But I'm looking out right now at the green grass and everything out there. But you know what? It brings us joy to see the sunlight come up sometimes, because here's a new day. And it's like the darkness and all has gone away. But you know what? Just remember that God is the God of the dark, of the night, as well as the day. Remember that song that Carrie and her family sings? The God of the night is still the God of the day. And he can help us through any of our problems.